Welcome to Learning Together. I'm Dave Dimmitt, President and CEO of Project Lead the Way. Over the last several years, I've visited classrooms in every state, and one of the most important things I've learned is that the best insights about education often come directly from students. Learning Together is a series of unscripted conversations where students share their perspective around the intersection of school, work, and life. These are discussions about the skills that matter, the shift toward AI, and what it actually feels like to navigate the challenges of modern learning. Thanks for joining.
We're here at Baltimore Polytech Institute. It's one of the oldest STEM schools in the country, long history, very prestigious institution. Like, the history is really remarkable to me, so I've enjoyed learning more about that. Maybe let's just go around and just tell me your first name. And you're all juniors, so that part's easy, but we'll just go around first name only, and then we'll jump into a question.
Yeah, my name is Danya.
My name is Avery.
My name is Isaiah.
And my name is Kai.
Tell me a little bit about the classes you're in. You're all in Project Lead the Way classes. So what are those classes like? Are they like all your other classes? Are there different ways that they feel different?
They're definitely very different than your typical, I guess, standard classes for a typical student. Engineering classes are usually more project-based and group work, a lot of team building and a lot of hands-on projects.
I would also say it's a lot of communication within the class. Like when we be doing projects and stuff, we have to talk about like literally everything, even our drawings. And I feel like our teachers really emphasize us talking and communicating, because like in a real world, in a real job, you're gonna have a team. You need a team. You can't just do everything by yourself.
Yeah. Is that hard? Is the communication part hard, or does that come naturally?
Not really.
Yeah. Not really hard. Anymore.
Yeah. I feel like it's really easier now, because like we all know each other, and like we've been together, and no matter if we're in one class or the other class, like we've been in the same classes since ninth grade. Mm-hmm. So it's really smooth now. Smoother now.
You've done projects for a couple of years now together as juniors. Are there times where you've worked on a project and it didn't work out the way you wanted it to work?
I kind of feel like when we were doing our presentation, and the sophomores were presenting their project, where my class, we didn't get the hands-on experience to use the breadboards. We did everything digitally. So it was kind of interesting to see like how they actually did it hands-on, and maybe their stuff actually worked, where we just kind of had to build the prototype and kind of hope that everybody understood our idea, because we didn't have the physical materials to actually put it to work,
Add on in digital electronics, and me and my friend, you know, we were doing the soldering. You probably know, yeah. We were soldering one of the things in there, and we messed up, and it didn't work at all.
Yeah. And how'd you feel about that?
I was a little sad, you know. I kind of wanted to work, because most of our soldering projects that I do with my friend don't really work, so.
Yeah. And so did you go back? Was there something that you went back and did differently?
It's going back to the design process, mm-hmm. to the very beginning, looking at what could we change to possibly fix the problem. And it requires a lot of communication, which is what this program like really offers, since we don't typically, in your standard classes for math, it's usually one singular like result that you're gonna get, or for English it could be different, but for like our engineering classes we have to communicate with one another, and it's nice to see like our different ideas and what could we do differently in order to get the same, not the same result, but reach the same goal.
You're trying to solve a problem, mm-hmm. and there's multiple ways to solve a problem. It's not a right answer, wrong answer is what I hear you saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like when we were building our house that was in our presentation, Donnie and I got to see that there was another class, I guess the year before us, that did the exact same house that we were doing. And we got to compare, kind of like, oh, okay, so we saw that they did this. Let's try to make ours a little better and try to do like take what they did and kind of just better. Like just I guess kind of like they had a few things that were like not done like to the best. So we kind of took that and tried to redo it and make it look better. So it's kind of like you always can always go back and redo something. Somebody could have one idea, but another person can have a better idea. And y'all can combine your two ideas, and maybe that's the best outcome.
Yeah. Has that happened in any of your groups where here's an idea, and then you kind of take the best parts of them? Has that ever happened?
Yeah.
Various times, yes.
So you're thinking about the future now. Here you are, last part of junior year, senior year coming up next. Who or what is helping you think about life after poly? When you move on, what are the things you're thinking about and who's helping you think about those things?
I really feel as though like some of my teachers are helping me out, because like different things that we do, it's kind of like in the POTW classes, we do a lot of like reading and a lot of different articles and a lot of different pictures. So it kind of gives me a mindset of what I want to do. And I also say my parents, they always kind of like stress me about researching in college and like what colleges have the best engineering programs and how much it costs and like all the different little stuff. They really stress me about that. And it's kind of helping me navigate. Even though I don't want to hear it, I still, it's helping me navigate through the college process.
You're not the first junior who doesn't want to hear it. I've got a junior at home now. I can tell you that that's true. So are you all stressed about these things that are coming?
Yes, a lot.
A little bit. A little stress can be healthy. So talk about that a little bit. You're managing your way through it. Are you getting ideas? Are you getting help?
Yeah, I mean, lots of our teachers, they offer, like, just the entire PLTW classes itself. You get what she said in the presentation, a day in the life of what, if this is really what you want to do, like the architecture, you're drawing, sketching, you're designing things, and you start to think if this, like, engineering is what you really want to do, and you start to enjoy it. And you talk to your teachers about it. They give you what they have, like, majored in college. What it's from teachers, it's mostly like,
great. Anybody else on that one?
Here at Poly, I feel like even every teacher here at Poly will always help you no matter what. Even if you've never had them, even if you don't know them, they'll always help you if, like, you're confused and stuck on, like, you don't know what this college offers or what that college offers. You can go to anyone in Poly and they'll probably help you no matter what.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that says a lot. And having adults who have done other things, right, and are willing to listen and help you think about that, I think that's really important. So 5 or 10 years from now, if you fast forward, what would you like to be doing? What do you think you might be doing? What does it look like for you 5 or 10 years from now?
Me personally, I would say 5 to 10 years from now, I would like to be a civil engineer. I also want to possibly open up my own, like, engineering firm, not just specifically to civil engineering, because I do have a brother that's in college right now who studies mechanical engineering. So why not combine us together and create our own firm? So that's what I kind of, like, see for myself in 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, love that. Others?
Well, for me, I'm also in agreement with Avery. I really like the civil engineering. I like putting things together and meeting people's needs and meeting my own needs. And maybe in the future, I can put together something like maybe my own house or a building for a company. Like, I really am interested in doing that in the future.
Well, you're getting skills too. It's not just that you have ideas of things you want to do, but you actually have skills and you could go do those things, which, you know, not a lot of people can do that. Any other 5 to 10 years?
Same with, like, Avery and Isaiah with the civil engineering, but I want, hopefully in the 5 to 10 years from now, I'd probably do architecture. It's something that at the beginning coming into this course, I was really on mechanical engineering, but slowly into the classes started to realize that architecture was something that started to get my attention, and hopefully maybe build my own house or work on projects.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
It's all the same what they all said, civil engineering. And I have one of my half-brothers, his fiance, she works in, I don't know what company it is, but she like helps like design layouts for cities and stuff. And so like I can like talk to her about it, see what she thinks and stuff.
Yeah, that's great. It's nice having other people you can bounce ideas off of too. And a lot of adults have tried different things and some things have worked, and it's just nice getting the benefit of experience. So speaking of experience, if you could go back and give a piece of advice either to a younger you, or if you have a younger brother or sister or sibling, what's a piece of advice you would give somebody maybe in middle school or, you know, not quite yet to high school? What's a piece of advice you'd give them or yourself?
I'd say a lot of middle schoolers are, I think advice I'd give to my younger self or my younger brother is to really step out of your comfort zone. That's something that helps
that benefits you in the long run because it you can always meet a lot more new people if you step out of your comfort zone or just try new things. And you are going to try something that you, if you have didn't step out of your comfort zone, you would not be able to try that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like here at Poly, communication is number one. You have to have communication to probably like do really well in school. I mean, you can do well without communication, but communication makes everything 10 times easier and stuff. So,
yeah. And a lot of problems come from miscommunication. Right? Yeah. So, yeah, that's a really good one. Anything else? Advice to younger self or
younger self? I would probably tell my younger self to do my research a little bit more because I feel like in middle school, I was really interested in engineering and like I said, putting things together. But my middle school, it didn't really offer anything like that for the classes or anything. So I feel like if I would have did a little bit more research, I would be a little bit deeper into what I'm doing right now.
Sure. Yeah. And you got to forgive yourself a little bit too, right? It's like we all have to do that. But it is nice to look back and say, okay, what would I do differently?
What I would say is kind of like just be yourself, continue to be yourself. Don't try to change yourself for anybody because you're always going to find people that fit you. You don't have to try to fit into somewhere. There's always people out there that are willing to, you know, explore stuff with you and just always have an open mindset, and you'll just always find your people no matter what scenario you're in, no matter what environment you're in.
Yeah, I love that. The last question, and just kind of go around, school of the future. You all are very thoughtful. You shared some ideas on how we can continue to make Poly better, how we can make Project Lead the Way better. But if you think about down the road, what should the school of the future look like? It can be something that you've experienced that you really love, but just something that you think, when you think about the future, when you think about what school looks like, what's one thing that you think it should be about?
I would say a nice thing like here at Poly that a lot of schools might not have, even though we do have the POTW program, everybody in Poly gets to experience a little bit of engineering because they take AEC, and a lot of schools do not have that. So even if you're not fully set on, oh, engineering is what I want to do, you get that little piece that's like, hey, it might tweak your interest a little bit. That's just like it opens your mind up a little more than just, you know, science teacher, reading teacher, or professor, like just stuff like that. You have a little bit more insight into like life, kind of like that's, you got a little bit, like a little extra tool in your pocket.
Well, you all said it a couple different ways, problem solving. Life is full of problems that need to be solved, big problems, small problems.
I would say one thing that I like about Poly that I feel like it really needs to continue is like kind of like meeting alum. I feel like that's a big part, and that kind of like really separates us from other schools. Yeah, other people have alum that kind of come back, but I feel like our alum, if we keep interacting with them as students, they was literally in our seats way before us, and they even did so many different things throughout their lives to where they are now, and they're at a really high level. So just by us, like how we've been talking about this whole time, communication, just by us communicating with them and connecting and creating a system for ourselves can help us in the long run, not while we're in high school. Like maybe just by talking to an alum or talking to somebody that comes through to the school just for an interview or a tour or whatever can help us maybe get a job in the future or maybe get a really nice internship and help us just grow as in our field or whatever we want to do, no matter if it's Project Lead the Way or not.
Well, and the adult connections, I think, are huge. Mm-hmm. And you got a strong history, too. Do you want to add anything?
Something that I'd like to build off is about, like, always there's someone at Poly you can always just go to talk to.
Yeah.
Is that I want Poly to continue always having a shoulder to lean on. Mm-hmm. Like, you need someone there. Like, everyone goes through a rough time.
Yeah.
Everyone goes through something difficult, hard. They need to overcome it. And just having that person to lean on and help talk to makes such a huge difference and impacts some people's lives.
And are you saying that as an like adults to lean on, or are you saying other peers or both?
Both.
Both. Yeah. That's great. That's really rich. That's important.
Yeah.
Can I ask you one more quick question? So you've developed these problem-solving skills, and you've developed these other skills like communication. And we kept saying communication, but another thing I heard in that was collaboration. You've learned how to work together, which is a hard thing to do. And you've learned how to do that even when you're doing hard things in class. So you have these problem-solving skills. Is there a problem in your community or in our country or in the world that you think it'd be fun to go try to work on that problem and solve it, either for my community, for the country, or maybe a global problem?
I would say right now, definitely still trying to redo the Key Bridge here in Baltimore. That's a big problem that's been, like, it was, it been like 2-3 years now since it collapsed. And they're still trying to figure out ways to, what was wrong with it? Like, what happened that really, like, caused it to fully collapse? And, like, we could just design it better to just make it sturdier or whatever it needs to kind of just survive throughout for a couple of years.
It's a great local example. Yeah.
I'd say, like, work on schools. Like, I know the school is really, it's has some history behind it, and it's pretty old. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, it's a little old. And I've seen our architecture, a presentation we had a few months ago, that this architect worked on many schools throughout the world and how each school was able to benefit not only the community, but also the environment because it had solar panels around it that only, like, that helped the school, like, reduce, like, the cost of energy, but also, like, even the energy that they got, it sometimes it was a lot, so they were able to give it back to the community around them. And that,
so I hear you saying, because you talked about architecture maybe being involved in helping build schools that are as inspiring as they are functional. That's I love that.
There's an issue in my community is collaboration, and our roads are pretty bad. Like, we have a lot of potholes, plus the roads are just bumpy. Like, it's so uneven. So I'd like to fix that.
I feel like not just in school, but in, like, the outside, real world outside of school, I feel like collaboration plays a really big part in life. I feel like some people, like how they was talking about in the little presentations, they were saying, the one person was saying that they wasn't so good at drawing, but their teammate was really good, and they was good, better at making ideas or, like, just bringing stuff to the table. So I feel like that collaboration piece really needs to be like upgraded, because we all have different skills. Kai has a different skill from me. Avery has a different skill from Danya. But, like, we all just come together as one. Yeah. Things can progress faster, and they'll be better for not just in school but in life.
Yeah, that's a great answer to end on. You nailed it. I think that's one of the most important things. We're not alone. We don't have to act like we're alone. We're better together. Yeah. There are a lot of different ways to say that, but I think that's a really important one. So I can't thank you enough for letting me sit down and talk to you. I've had a great visit here at Baltimore Polytech. Poly is a special place, and I'm excited to be able to go share some of your perspective with other people. So thanks to each of you.
Thank you.
That's our conversation for today. My thanks to our guests for sharing their time and ideas. You'll find additional resources in the show notes, along with a link to PLTW's flagship podcast, Inspired. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another perspective from the classroom. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend so they can join us in learning together.